Chapter 1. The Driver License. Driver Licensing Quick Reference. Drivers must have a valid Montana driver license in possession at all times, and motorcycle endorsements are required to operate a motorcycle or motor scooter. New residents must apply to convert their valid license within 60 consecutive days, 30 consecutive days for commercial. Written, vision, and a road test are required for your first license. A basic driver license, Class D, is valid for a maximum of 4 to 8 years, typically expiring on the holder's birthday. For residents under 21 years old, minimum age for a license is 16 years, 15 years with driver education, and is valid until 21st birthday. Fees. To see exact fees. Starting January 1, 2018, there will be a 3% administrative fee on all motor vehicle transactions. This does not apply to county retained fees. Pay for a license at your county treasurer's office or a motor vehicle driver license station. Full and current fee list available at https://dojmt.gov/driving/driver-licensing/. Pay by cash, check, or credit, debit card. For online scheduling, visit https://dojmt.gov/driving/appointment-scheduling/. It is mandatory to have and carry evidence of vehicle liability insurance on the vehicle being operated. Appointment scheduling. Appointments are available at all driver license station locations. Likewise, some driver license stations require scheduled appointments. Visit dojmt.gov/driving and click Appointment Scheduling to determine if a station in your area offers an online appointment scheduling service. If so, you may schedule your appointment online from this site. At participating stations, appointments are required for all services except Montana license renewal and Montana license replacement. Driver licensing identity verification. Your identity is important. Identity theft is now the top reported form of crime in the United States. The name and birth date on your application for a driver license or ID card must match the primary document you provide and will be checked with the Social Security Administration. This is to help protect you against fraud. It's important to fix discrepancies now to avoid problems in the future for you and your family. You will need to provide your Social Security number when applying for a Montana driver license or ID card. Please make sure the full legal name and date of birth you're going to use on your application for a driver license or ID card matches what is on file with the Social Security Administration. Types of Montana licenses, permits, and endorsements. Class D Standard Driver License, Non-Commercial License. A Class D Basic Driver License allows you to drive any non-commercial vehicle under 26,000 pounds gross vehicle weight. In order to obtain your license, you need to pass the vision, written, and road tests. You may not have to test if you hold a valid license from another jurisdiction. Commercial Driver License, CDL. The operator of a commercial vehicle must have a Montana Commercial Driver License, CDL. To obtain a license, you will need to pass the vision and written tests as well as a road test in the size of vehicle you wish to drive. To prepare for the CDL, Class A, B, or C, you will need to study a copy of the Commercial Driver License Manual, https://dojmt.gov/driving/forms/closing/. If you want to obtain a CDL, there are other requirements listed in the CDL manual. Identification, ID, card. Any person who is a Montana resident and has a valid driver license from a jurisdiction other than Montana is not eligible for a Montana identification card. You must provide proof of full legal name, authorized presence, address, and birthdate. A list of acceptable documents starts on page 4. Pay the appropriate fee, and have your photo taken. The card is valid for 4 or 8 years. Learner license. Learner license is a general term that includes the following. Traffic Education Permit, TEP. A TEP allows a student who is enrolled in a state-approved traffic education course to operate a motor vehicle during the traffic education training, while under the direct supervision of a traffic education instructor. The TEP is only valid for the period in which the student is enrolled in the course. Learner license issued in traffic education. A learner license may be issued to any person who is at least 14 and a half years of age and who is participating in or successfully completed a traffic education course approved by the Department of Justice and the Superintendent of Public Instruction. A learner license is good for the operation of a Class D vehicle when accompanied by a licensed driver education instructor, parent or legal guardian, or other adult with parent or guardian permission occupying the seat beside the driver. Contact your local high school for details regarding state-approved traffic education courses. Learner license. A learner license is good for the operation of a Class D vehicle when accompanied by a licensed driver education instructor, parent or legal guardian, or other adult with parent or guardian permission occupying the seat beside the driver. To be eligible for a learner license, the applicant must be at least 16 years of age, without traffic education, or 15 years of age and successfully completed an approved driver education course. To obtain the learner license, the applicant will be required to present the appropriate documents, identification, authorized presence, proof of Montana residence, pay the licensing fees, and pass the written test and vision test at the driver exam station. If the teenage driver is under the age of 18, she must have a consent form signed by a parent, guardian before testing may begin. Signing obligates the parent, guardian to accept financial responsibility for any damage resulting from the minor's operation of a motor vehicle. The licensing receipt is good for 1 year from the date it is purchased. Learner license permits are issued when the primary written test for the license type is passed and are valid for 1 year. The learner license must be used for 6 consecutive months by any new driver under 18 years old. Note: traffic education courses must be approved by the Office of Public Instruction and the Department of Justice. Online or third-party traffic education courses are not approved. Contact your local school district for details regarding traffic education. Motorcycle endorsement. A motorcycle endorsement is necessary to operate a motorcycle or any motorized two-wheel or three-wheel vehicle, classified as a motorcycle, on public roadways. To be eligible for a motorcycle endorsement, you must hold or be eligible for a basic driver license. You must pay the licensing fee and pass the vision, written and road tests. To prepare for the written test, you will need to study the motorcycle operator manual. https://dojmt.gov/driving/forms/closing-. The road test may be waived if you have successfully completed and passed a Montana Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, course in the past year, and provide a Montana MSF certificate upon application. Find out more at motorcycle.msun.edu and learn how to be a safe, responsible rider. You may also call 1-800-922-2453 for more information. The written and road tests may be waived if you are converting an out-of-state license with a motorcycle endorsement. Motorcycle learner license. A motorcycle learner license is obtained by paying the licensing fee and passing the motorcycle written test. The motorcycle learner license is valid for 1 year. Licensees must have immediate possession of their motorcycle learner license and be under the immediate and proximate supervision of a licensed driver who has a motorcycle endorsement. Real ID. Through the Real ID Act, passed by Congress in 2005, the federal government established a minimum security standard for state-issued identification, such as driver licenses. All other forms of ID that do not meet the standards set by the federal government as Real ID cannot be accepted to board commercial flights. In 2017, the Montana legislature passed SB 366, authorized Montana to issue Real ID compliant credentials. MVD is acquiring the necessary equipment and staff to issue Real ID compliant credentials, and will start issuing compliant credentials starting January 2019. Montana received an extension from the Department of Homeland Security until June 1, 2019. MVD has until June 1, 2019 to submit Montana's full compliance packet for Real ID. Once DHS approves MVD's full Real ID compliance packet, all Montana driver license and ID cards will still be accepted as identification for domestic, commercial flights and as identification to access federal facilities until October 2020. After October 2020, All travelers boarding domestic, commercial flights within the U.S. will need a real ID-compliant license or ID card or acceptable alternative form of identification approved by TSA. For more information and current updates, visit https://mtrela.gov/faqs. Who can apply for Montana licenses? You cannot apply for, be issued, or retain a Montana driver license if you are suspended or revoked in any other state or jurisdiction. You can obtain a driver license if you are 18 years of age or older, are able to submit acceptable documentation to prove authorized presence, identity, residency, pass the required driver license tests, turn in any other driver licenses, pass the needed medical requirements for the type of driver license desired, have not been found by a court to be mentally incompetent, alcoholic, or a habitual user of illegal drugs, are under 18 years of age. If minor is 16 years old or is 15 years old and successfully completes a state-approved traffic education program, online courses are not approved. Have parental, guardian consent for licensure and accepting financial responsibility. Submit acceptable documentation to prove authorized presence, identity, residency. Note: refer to the graduated driver license section on page 6 of this manual for complete requirements. New residence. If you move to Montana from another state and establish a permanent residence here, you must obtain a Montana driver license. If you have a commercial driver license, refer to the Commercial Driver License Manual, https://domt.gov/governor/driving/forms. If you have a valid driver license issued by the jurisdiction you moved from, you can use it for up to 60 consecutive days, after which you must surrender it and qualify for a Montana license. Out-of-state drivers who hold a valid out-of-state license, and have it in their immediate possession, may exchange their basic driver license for a Montana driver license without a written or road test. Applicants who may lack functional ability to safely operate a motor vehicle on the highway may be required to complete written and road tests. You may have only one valid driver license, issued by any licensing jurisdiction, at any time. Military. Active duty military personnel and their dependents may retain their valid out-of-state license and drive in Montana unless they become gainfully employed. If employment is secured, a Montana license must be obtained. Military personnel who present an active duty military card and who otherwise meet Montana driver licensing requirements will be issued a driver license with a standard license term, typically 8 years, and the notation for military exemption on the back of the license, valid for 90 days after honorable discharge. Once the military exemption has been added to the driver license, the holder may apply to renew the driver license outside the usual 6 months before and up to 3 months after renewal window. A licensee who has a military exemption may apply to renew that license at any time throughout their ongoing military service. Those who have the military exemption may drive on that license for up to 90 days after honorable separation from the military. A driver has a grace period of 3 months after the expiration date, 90 days after honorable discharge, to renew to avoid the penalty of testing. You may have only one valid driver license issued by any licensing jurisdiction at any time. Veteran designation. Starting January 1, 2014. If you are a veteran and want the designation on your driver license or ID card, contact your Montana Veterans Affairs Division for details, or visit www.dojmt.gov/driving/driver-licensing/military-personnel. Proof of authorized presence, identity, and residence. All applicants for a Montana driver license or identification, ID, card must provide the required documents from each of the following three categories. For a current list of acceptable documents, visit www.dojmt.gov/driving/required-docs. 1. Proof of authorized presence. Applicants for a Montana driver license or ID card must provide proof that their presence in the United States is authorized under federal law. That is, they must prove that they are either a U.S. citizen or legally authorized to be in the U.S. per MCA 615-105, in order to issue a Montana driver license or ID card to a foreign national, their authorized presence in the U.S. will be verified using the Federal Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, SAVE, system. See www.uscis.gov/save. A driver license issued to a person who is a foreign national and whose presence in the U.S. is temporarily authorized must expire no later than the expiration date of the official document issued to the person by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. Below is a list of acceptable documentation. An original or certified copy of a birth certificate issued by a U.S. jurisdiction. To obtain a certified copy of your birth certificate, contact VitalCheck. www.vitalcheck.com, or, for Montana birth certificates, the Office of Vital Statistics, www.dphhs.mt.gov. A certification from the U.S. Department of State or a U.S. Embassy of the birth abroad of a U.S. citizen, consular report of birth abroad, form FS-240 or certification of report of birth, form DS-1350. A valid, unexpired passport issued by the U.S. Department of State. A valid, unexpired passport card, issued by the U.S. Department of State. A valid, unexpired passport issued by a jurisdiction other than the U.S. with an attached U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Record of Arrival and Departure, Form I-94, same name with an unexpired endorsement of the non-immigrant status, or an unexpired permanent resident I-551 stamp. A valid, unexpired certificate of naturalization, Form N-550, N-570 or N-578. A valid, unexpired certificate of citizenship, Form N-560, N-561 or N-645. A valid, unexpired Northern Mariana card, Form I-551, with Northern Mariana imprinted instead of permanent resident. A valid, unexpired American Indian card, Form I-551, with American Indian imprinted instead of permanent resident. A valid, unexpired U.S. Citizen Identification Card, Form I-179 or I-197. A valid, unexpired Permanent Resident Card, Form I-551. A valid, unexpired Temporary Resident Identification Card, FORM I-688. A valid, unexpired U.S. Reentry Permit, FORM I-327. A valid, unexpired refugee travel document, Form I-571. A valid, unexpired employment authorization card, Form I-688A, I-688B or E-766. A valid, unexpired record of arrival and departure, stamped refugee, Form I-94, without a valid passport but stamped refugee with a photo affixed. A digital identification card issued to the applicant by a federally recognized Native American tribe, whose reservation is located in Montana, that contains a digitized image of the applicant, the applicant's date of birth and tribal enrollment number. 2. Proof of identity. If you are applying for a Montana ID card or driver license, you will need to bring in the following documentation to prove full legal name, date of birth, and Montana residence. Proof of full legal name and date of birth. You must provide two documents, either two primary documents, or one primary and one secondary document listed, to an examiner at a Montana driver license station to show proof of full legal name and date of birth. Primary documents can include a color photo driver license or identification card, not expired for more than 4 years, issued by a U.S. or Canadian jurisdiction. A certified birth certificate issued by a U.S. or Canadian jurisdiction. Note, a certified birth certificate typically has the registrar's unique seal, for example, raised, embossed, impressed or multicolored, the registrar's signature and the date the certificate was filed with the registrar's office. A certification from the U.S. Department of State or a U.S. Embassy of the birth abroad of a U.S. citizen, consular report of birth abroad, Form FS-240 or certification of report of birth, Form DS-1350. A digital identification card issued to the applicant by a federally recognized Indian tribe whose reservation is located in Montana, that contains the applicant's digitized image, date of birth, and tribal enrollment number. An unexpired military identification card issued by the U.S. Department of Defense, active duty, reserve, retired personnel or dependent of active duty personnel, that contains a color photo or digitized image of the applicant and the applicant's date of birth. A valid, unexpired passport issued by the U.S. Department of State. A valid, unexpired passport card issued by the U.S. Department of State. A valid, unexpired passport issued by a jurisdiction other than the U.S. and either. An attached U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Record of Arrival and Departure, Form I-94, same name with an unexpired endorsement of the non-immigrant status, or an unexpired resident permanent resident I-551 stamp. One of the following valid, unexpired documents issued by the USCIS. Certificate of Naturalization, Form N-550, N-570 or N-578. Certificate of Citizenship, Form N-560, N-561 or N-645. Northern Mariana Card, Form I-551 with Northern Mariana imprinted instead of permanent resident. American Indian Card, Form I-551 with American Indian imprinted instead of permanent resident. U.S. Citizen Identification Card, Form I-179 or I-197. Permanent Resident Card, Form I-551. Temporary Resident Identification Card, Form I-688. U.S. Reentry Permit, Form I-327. Refugee Travel Document, Form I-571. Employment Authorization Card, Form I-688A, I-688B or I-766, or Record of Arrival and Departure, Stamped Refugee, Form I-94 without a valid passport but stamped refugee with a photo affixed. A U.S. or Canadian issued instruction, learner's driving permit or receipt of driver license or permit, if it is current and contains the applicant's photo and date of birth. A prison inmate identification card issued to the applicant by the Montana Department of Corrections that contains a photo or digitized image of the applicant and the applicant's date of birth and adult offender number. An emergency identification photo issued and certified by the driver licensing authority of a U.S. or Canadian jurisdiction that includes the applicant's name and date of birth, not acceptable for mail renewals or mail duplicate. Secondary documents can include a second primary document, an original U.S. Social Security card or Canadian Social Insurance card, a certified copy of a marriage certificate or license issued by a government jurisdiction, a U.S. or Canadian driver license or identification card that has been expired for more than 1 year but not more than 5 years, a current U.S. or Canadian government jurisdiction employee photo identification card, a U.S. or Canadian driver license or identification card that is current but does not have a color photograph, a certified copy of a court order or judgment from a U.S. or Canadian court of competent jurisdiction containing the applicant's full legal name and date of birth, any USCIS document approved as a primary document, but that is not expired for more than 1 year. A certified copy of a birth certificate issued by a jurisdiction other than by a state, territory, or possession of the United States, the District of Columbia, or the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico or a province or territory of Canada. A certification of release of discharge issued by the U.S. Department of Defense. A Medicare, Medicaid or health insurance card with the applicant's name and individual Medicare, Medicaid or health insurance identification number. An unexpired, color photo firearm or concealed weapon permit issued by a chief of police in an organized, full-time police department or the county sheriff in a local jurisdiction within the U.S. A current pilot's license issued by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Aviation Administration. A certified copy of school records or a transcript containing the applicant's full name and, preferably, date of birth and issued by an elementary, secondary or post-secondary school. A certificate of completion of a Montana Department-approved traffic or driver education course containing the applicant's name and date of birth. A current school photo identification card with the student's name and student identification number. A certified copy, fax or photocopy of a certified copy of the birth certificate of the applicant's child, if the certificate lists the applicant's name and date of birth as parent. 3. Proof of Montana residence. Upon original application for a driver license or identification card, an applicant must present evidence of the applicant's Montana residence address. If the applicant does not receive mail at the residence or street address, a Montana post office box or mailing address also must be provided. The department accepts the following documents as evidence of a Montana residence address, provided the document shows the applicant's name and Montana residence address as it appears on the driver license application. Bring in one of the following documents to prove your residential address. Any primary or secondary document is listed in Administrative Rules of Montana 23.3.131. A U.S. or Montana income tax return for the previous year. A Montana voter registration card. A receipt for personal or real property taxes paid within the last year to the state of Montana or a Montana county. A current automobile or life insurance policy or statement. A certified copy of school records issued by the school the applicant is attending or attended within 4 months of the application. A written statement from the applicant's parent, guardian or adult child that the applicant resides at the same address as the parent, guardian or adult child, along with a copy of a document permitted under this rule that shows the Montana residential address of the applicant's parent, guardian or adult child. The original copy of a rental agreement or rent payment receipt signed by the landlord or rental agent that includes the applicant's name and residential address. Home mortgage or equity loan papers showing the applicant's name and residential address. A rural address will be accepted when there is no other physical address. Any of the following, dated or issued not more than 4 months prior to application. A payroll check or payroll check stub. A bank statement. A utility bill or utility hookup order. Cancelled mail addressed to the applicant. If the applicant is homeless, a descriptive address of the location where the applicant actually resides, for example, under the west end of the East Street Bridge. The applicant must also provide a separate mailing address and present a written statement from a social service agency on the agency's letterhead verifying the applicant's homeless status and the descriptive address given by the applicant. Real ID required documentation. All applicants for a Montana Real ID driver license or ID card must provide the required documents from each of the following 3 steps. Some additional steps may apply to customers based on their situation. All documents must be unaltered. Some documents must be certified by the issuing agency. MVD must verify some documents. To download the checklist or for a current list of acceptable documents, visit mtreal.gov/required-docs. Step 1. Name, date of birth and authorized presence. Applicants for a Montana Real ID driver license or ID card must provide proof that their presence in the United States is authorized under federal law. That is, they must prove that they are either a U.S. citizen or legally authorized to be in the U.S. They must also prove their current legal name and date of birth. For a current list of acceptable documents, visit mtreal.gov/required-docs. Step 2. Social Security Number. Applicants must prove they have been issued a Social Security Number, SSN. This number will be checked through the Social Security Administration. The provided document must have the applicant's full SSN and name displayed on it. For a current list of acceptable documents, visit mtreal.gov/required-docs. Step 3. Montana Residency. Applicants must prove their Montana residency by establishing a residential address or physical location. Residency requires 2 acceptable documents, and all documents must have the applicant's name, current physical address, and be unexpired or dated within 1 year of expiration. Documents may be the same type, such as 2 postmarked, first-class mail listing the applicant's name and residential address. For a current list of acceptable documents, visit mtreal.gov/required-docs. Additional. Document all name changes. This additional step may not apply to all applicants. Applicants must prove legal name changes when the current legal name does not match the documents submitted in Step 1 or 2. The applicant must prove the legal name change back to the original legal name displayed on required documents. For a current list of acceptable documents, visit mtreled.gov/required-docs. Graduated Driver Licensing, GDL, Program. The Graduated Driver Licensing, GDL, program is a three-step progressive program that allows new drivers under 18 to develop and improve their driving skills in the safest environment possible. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death and injury for teenagers because teens lack driving experience. All new drivers, even honor roll students and good kids, are more likely than experienced drivers to be involved in crashes due to driver errors, scanning, and speed. The GDL program limits the number of passengers and driving in the dark, which helps reduce the crash risk for teen drivers. Each step is designed to progressively increase the skills, privileges, and responsibilities of a new driver. The GDL program includes an instruction permit, first-year restricted license, and full-privilege driver license. A person cannot apply for, be issued, or retain a Montana driver license if he/she is suspended or revoked in any other state or jurisdiction. GDL Step 1. Instruction Permit, Driving with Supervision. Requirements. Supervised driving practice. Teen drivers must acquire at least 50 hours of supervised driving experience, including 10 hours at night during a minimum of 6 months. A driver with a learner license must be supervised by a licensed parent or guardian, or a licensed adult driver who is authorized by the parent or guardian. Seatbelt use. Everyone in the vehicle must wear a seatbelt. No alcohol or drug use. The teen driver must not receive any traffic violations or alcohol, drug offenses in the 6-month period before advancing to GDL Step 2, first-year restricted license. Permit prerequisites. The teen driver must pass the required driver license written test. Turn in any other driver licenses. Pass the needed medical requirements for the type of driver license desired. Have not been found by a court to be mentally incompetent, alcoholic, or a habitual user of illegal drugs. Permit types and age requirements. 1. A teenager may obtain a learner license as early as 14 and a half years old only if he/she is participating in or has successfully completed a state-approved traffic education program. Online courses are not approved. 2. A teenager may obtain a learner license from a driver exam station if he/she is 16 years old or is 15 years old and successfully completes a state-approved traffic education program. Online courses are not approved. A teenager under 18 must hold a learner license for a minimum of 6 consecutive months before applying for a first-year restricted license. The learner license is valid for up to 1 year. GDL Step 2. First-year restricted license. Once all of the requirements of GDL Step 1 are satisfied, the teenager may obtain a first-year restricted license. To do this, the teenager will need to pay for all associated fees and bring all required documents, including the completed graduated driver licensing parent certification form, to the driver exam station, https://dojmt.gov/driving/driver-licensing/closing-. Initially, the driver license will show a restriction code on the front and back. This restriction will remain on the driver license for 1 year. A teenager's highest lifetime crash risk is in the first months of solo driving and first 1,000 miles. Restrictions on night driving and passengers help reduce risk. Restrictions of the first year restricted license. Seatbelts required. Everyone in the vehicle must wear a seatbelt. Night driving. Fatal crashes are more likely to occur at night for all ages, but the risk is highest for teenagers. Teenage drivers with a restricted driver license may not drive between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. There are limited exceptions to this rule, including emergencies, farm-related activities, travel to and from school, church, or work in specific, parent-authorized purposes. Law enforcement officials may contact the parent, guardian of the teen driver to verify the purpose for which he/she is authorized to drive between the time restrictions. Passengers. Crash risk increases when teens drive with teen passengers. One passenger. For the first 6 months, unless supervised by a licensed adult driver, A teenage driver may have only one unrelated passenger under the age of 18 in the vehicle. More passengers. For the second 6 months, unless supervised by a licensed adult driver, a teenage driver may have three unrelated passengers under the age of 18 in the vehicle. Penalties for any Step 2 first-year restricted license violations. If a restricted driver violates any of the license restrictions, he, she will be penalized. First offense. Between 20 to 60 hours of community service. Second offense. Suspension of the teenager's driver license for 6 months. GDL Step 3. Full Privilege Driver License. The first-year restricted license restrictions automatically end on the date indicated on the back of the teenager's driver license, or when the individual turns 18 years old, whichever occurs first. Once the teenager reaches Step 3, his, her driver license confers full privileges. Fees, receipts. The length of time a driver license will be valid determines the fees you will pay. The length of a driver license depends on several factors including: if you are under the age of 21, your license expires on your 21st birthday. If you are between the ages of 21 and 75, your license expires on your birthday 8 years or less after the date of issuance or on your 75th birthday, whichever occurs first. If you are 75 years of age or older, your license expires on your birthday 4 years or less after the date of issuance. A foreign national's license expires on the expiration of their legal presence documents. The fees for a Montana license and/or identification card are: any Class D basic license or a learner license listed, $5 per year. Motorcycle endorsement, 50 cents per year. Mail renewal notification fee, 50 cents. Identification, ID, card for residents 21 and older, $16. Identification, ID, card for residents under 21, $8. Replacement license, $10. Fees in this manual are subject to change. Starting January 1, 2018, a 3% administrative fee will be added to all MVD products and services. For a current and complete list of fees, go online to https://dojmt.gov/driving/driver-licensing or call 1-866-450-8034. Driver license receipts are valid for 1 year. For those testing, the receipt allows the applicant 3 attempts within that year to successfully pass all required examinations. Receipts are not renewable. If the licensing process is not completed within 1 year, the applicant will need to reapply and start the licensing process over. Real ID fees. Change a Montana license or ID card during renewal cycle. Customers who are eligible for renewal, 6 months before and up to 3 months after expiration date, will pay an extra $25.75 for Real ID in addition to regular license fees, vary by type. Change a Montana license to Real ID outside of renewal cycle. Customers who are not eligible for renewal, more than 6 months before expiration date, will pay a Real ID fee of $51.50 in addition to the replacement fee of $10.30. New Montana Real ID Driver License. Customers applying for a new Montana Real ID driver license will pay a Real ID fee of $51.50 in addition to regular license fees, applies to out-of-state license transfers or first-time drivers. Renew or replace an existing Montana Real ID license. Customers renewing or replacing their current Montana Real ID will pay a Real ID fee of $25.75 in addition to regular license fees. Driver license renewal. You may renew your license up to 6 months before the expiration date of your license. If your license has expired, it is not valid for operation of a motor vehicle. However, a renewal may be completed within 3 months after the expiration without retesting. Your privilege to drive ends when your license expires if you do not renew it. If you are found driving after the expiration date, you are driving in violation of the law and you could receive a citation. If your license is more than 3 months expired, you must reapply as a new driver. You will need to provide acceptable documentation to prove identity, residency, and authorized presence. You will also be required to pass all applicable licensing tests. Also, make sure the full legal name and date of birth you're going to use on your application for a driver license or ID card matches what is on file with the Social Security Administration. In order to renew your driver license, you must present the proper identification. The list starts on page 4. Pay the appropriate fee, make a personal appearance at an exam station, pass the vision test, and have a new photo taken. Applicants who may lack functional ability to safely operate a motor vehicle on the highway may be required to complete written and road tests. A person may not apply for, be issued, or retain a Montana driver license if he, she is suspended or revoked in Montana or any other state and/or jurisdiction. Lost or destroyed licenses. If your license is lost or destroyed, you may apply for a replacement at your local licensing station. You will be required to pay a $10 fee and present the proper identification to verify your full legal name and date of birth. This identification is needed not only to establish your identity, but also to ensure no one else obtains a replacement license in your name. Change of address. To make sure your driver license is kept current, you must notify the Driver Services Bureau of the Department of Justice within 10 days of any change of address. Forms for this purpose can be obtained at https://dojmt.gov/driving/forms, from most county treasurers, a Montana Highway Patrol trooper, or any driver license examiner. This is important, as the licensing authority may wish to contact you regarding your driver license at any time. If they are unable to contact you, you could lose your driving privilege because you were not aware of orders or requirements that affect your privilege to drive. Name change. To change the legal name on your license with the Montana Motor Vehicle Division, you need to complete the appropriate application and present one of the following documents: a certified copy of the applicant's marriage certificate from the issuing government jurisdiction, a certified copy of a decree or judgment granting a name change from a court of competent jurisdiction, a certified copy of a divorce decree or dissolution of marriage granted the applicant that specifies the change of name required, a certified copy of a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, U.S., Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Certificate of Naturalization, Forms N-550, N-570, issued to the applicant. Also, make sure the full legal name and date of birth you're going to use on your application matches what is on file with the Social Security Administration. Driver license stations and appointments. For the locations and hours of Montana's driver license stations, visit www.dojmt.gov/driving and click locations icon. All driver license stations require scheduled appointments. To schedule your appointment online, visit www.dojmt.gov/driving/appointments.